the new renters' rights bill was introduced in the Dáil yesterday. The Labour Party are introducing it, and they say the bill will address the current power imbalance between renters and landlords. The legislation includes protections against evictions and provisions to prevent large rent hikes, and it also proposes to improve the quality of life of renters, with measures like the right to have pets in their rented accommodation and to request an unfurnished home. And in defending the rights bill, I see where newly elected Labour TD Ivana Bacic does not believe that the legislation would drive more landlords out of the market. What I don't think our next guest agrees. He's a landlord. He's Sligo-based. Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. The point I think you're making is that there needs to be more protection, more rights for landlords as well. Is that right?
Well, I think landlord has been forgotten about. I understand in relation to tenants, they have to have certain rights. But I'm just talking from my own experience, and I've had children myself that have rented accommodation, and I know what it's like from both sides. But I've also know from renting tenants and the problems to get a crew. And sometimes people forget that tenants that do rent accommodation, they have a lot going for them to a certain extent, because they have none of the responsibilities that go with owning a property. And if anybody that owns the property, there's always something happening and there's things breaking down and things have to be replaced and work has to be done. And I just give you an example. We had a toilet leak there in one house that we had, and we were notified by the tenant. And and it's not easy, as people will tell you either, getting plumbers or electricians or anything like that at the moment. But we officially got a plumber after trying about four or five. And the cost came to nearly $1,000 in relation to replacing the toilet and repairing the floor and the whole new floor. And another time, a washing machine went. So you could be talking about maybe 1,500, just like in the blink of an eye. And people forget about those things. The tenants aren't actually responsible. And sometimes people have an attitude. Some people that rent property have an attitude that it's their defined right to just have the house and not to worry about maybe the upkeep of it or any of that. So people forget about the landlord.
Yeah, I get that there is upkeep and you have to keep it in a very habitable state and all that. But you're making money and presumably making a lot of profit. You wouldn't be in the business otherwise, Patrick.
Not at all. A lot of small landlords. We're not talking about the big landlords, those type of landlords. But a lot of small landlords that might have bought one or two properties, that might have bought them as pension, and it had served as a mortgage the whole time. And a lot of times, during the bad times, people forget that the house wouldn't have been occupied, but the mortgage would still have to be paid, and that had to be paid. Plus, the actual fact now of having to pay property tax, paying insurance, all these extra these costs that you have to pay as a landlord and as a householder. And as I said, the tenant doesn't bear any of these costs at all. And that's fine if you get a good tenant. A lot of landlords don't get good tenants. And if they just go out there and talk to a plumber, electrician or a carpenter or any maintenance person that goes around to some of the houses that might go into them after a tenant leaves, they tell you that they nearly need to wear an oxygen mask, the state the house would have been left in. Mm. And these things aren't taken into consideration at all. And I think how the Labour Party are considering this, having a dog in the house. Now, we in our own house and at home, we'd have a dog, but we wouldn't have him in the house because he can do awful damage. And I see now there, people.
I know you see the benefits and the point of view of the renters, but is a bit like this going too far? Do you think?
I think it is. It's kind of typical of the Labour Party. The thing about politicians, and not that I have much time for them, most of them, they're always thinking about appeasing to the populace and they're giving things away, because they're giving away things that that's not theirs. And a lot of the people that maybe sometimes, and I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes people that are, we're talking about the homeless and all of that, and it's a very sad situation. But you get people, and I heard them on television, and they have maybe 3 and 4 children, and did have no house and things like that. And while it's very sad, but the question I'd often ask, why do they have the children in the first place if they're not able to provide a home for them? I had a niece, for example, she was living in a one-bedroom apartment when she got married, herself and her husband. They couldn't have a family because the apartment was too small. They officially bought their own house, and then they started a family. Now, that's what I'd call taking a responsible attitude. But what happens in this country, some people expect a lot of things for nothing and don't take any consequences for their actions, but expect the hard-working people, taxpayer, to pay for their mistakes. Now, you know, like it's time. And I heard the situation, and people had heard before, a person getting on a bus, the boogie wasn't able to get on the bus, said, I'll leave it behind so I'll get another one next week. And who was paying for it? The taxpayer. And that is what's wrong in this country. The hard-working, hard-pressed taxpayer is paying for a lot of stuff. And the talk then about social housing and people unemployed, if anybody listens to Pascal Mooney's show, there's loads of work out there for people if they want it.
There is at the moment. I'm just curious. I don't know. Do landlords get much sympathy in general? But I'm just wondering. Do you accept HAP payments from tenants, the housing assistance?
Yes, I have, and I had an experience there only quite recently, where a tenant that was on HAP payment. Now, indeed, again, what people forget is when you have a tenant on HAP payment, the council comes and they specify very, very high standards that are required in the house, possibly higher standards than you'd have in your own house. But that's fair enough. We try to look after things and have these as high standards as possible. But unfortunately, I had a tenant and they left. So I do. There's so much damage, I had to spend about 6,000 repairing the house. And that wasn't the first time. Another time I had...
Is there not a rental agreement, the contract, does that not cover you for damage like that?
What people forget, you see, with tenants, they're not stupid. When you take it in, you get a month's rent and a month's deposit in advance. And what they do, for the last 1 or 2 months, they won't pay you the rent at all. So, and actual fact, you have nothing to come back on. And the amount of damage and the amount of harm they do, it wouldn't near cover it anyhow. So, like, you're losing big time. And again, it's like, say, when the council comes and looks at the property and assesses it and everything that, but when the tenant leaves, they never come and look at it at all. They never come and assess what harm or what repairs needs to be done. The landlord, again, has to carry the can. And so that's what I'm saying. I'm just talking from personal experience. Yeah. You can throw it out and see if there's any other landlords in
There are people agreeing with you. I don't know if they're landlords or not. I know you say, just before we finish, Patrick, I know you say you have no time for politicians, but I'd be interested maybe to get your reaction to this. There is a call from the Sinn Féin party at the moment on the government to ban rent increases. And Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, responded to the List in the Dáil yesterday. And what he said has caused a lot of criticism. But have a listen to what he said.
Landlords are leaving the rental market. And bear in mind, most landlords, and I'm not one of them, only owns one property or two. 86% only own one property or two. So we need to balance that too. And one person's rent is another person's income. Might be their pension, might be how they pay the mortgage. And in a time of rising prices and in a time of rising interest rates, and that will come, hasn't come yet, but it will come, if you freeze rents absolutely to zero, that could mean an income cut for another person, a pension cut for another person, or another person unable to pay the mortgage on that property.
One person's rent is another person's income. That's where you'd be coming from, Patrick. You're a small
landlord. Exactly. You know, like, look at, you know, people have to get real, you know. There's nothing for nothing in this life. Everything has to be paid for. So if somebody's getting something for nothing, somebody's paying for it. And while Sinn Féin and some of the other politicians are great at, you know, advocating, give this, give that, and give the other, you know, talk is cheap. And as I said before, what the politicians love doing is promising, giving away things for nothing. You know, there's no substance behind what they say. And, you know, they say these things, and unfortunately people believe it. And that is the problem with politics. Politicians spin a perception of themselves and what they intend to do. And they don't add up the figures. But there's no free dinners. And that is the difference between Germany and Ireland. Everybody works hard in Germany. Everybody contributes to the economy. And that's why Germany is such a successful economy. There's no free dinners. In Ireland, we have a lot of people advocating free dinners. They have to be fed for. And that is what politicians have to realise. And people have to pay their way. And that's what I'd be advocating. People have to pay their way. There's no free dinners.